Morning. Our scripture this morning comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 38 through 50. John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Well, do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterwards to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will be by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and to go to hell. To the unquestionable fire, and if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and to be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another." From James chapter 5, verse 13 through 20. Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being like us, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth yielded its harvest. My brothers and sisters, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and is brought back by another, you should know that whoever brings back a sinner from wandering will save the sinner's soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins.
As always, a message for our young and young at heart. I know that many of our young people will be listening to this service either later today or during the week. So for their benefit, as well as for the benefit of the young ones who are in the congregation, I brought along a basket full of animals today, and I'm going to actually put it up here on the communion table, because of course today we are blessing the animals. And as I mentioned when we began, we've been doing this for 16 years. I love animals, and if I had a bigger basket, I would have brought more. And someone made the observation, I brought the right kind of animals, ones you don't have to feed or take out every now and then. So I don't have all the animals represented, but some of my favorites. Obviously, there's a panda in the mix, and a bunny, and a snow leopard, and a little pig, and a little bear. And you can add your favorites as well. But we celebrate the blessing of the animals every year at around this time, because it is around this time that the life of St. Francis of Assisi is celebrated. He lived a long time ago, in fact, over 900 years ago. And what does he have to do with the animals? Well, he was one of the first ones, as a person of faith and a leader in the church, to lift up the importance of caring for God's creatures. And not just caring for God's creatures, but caring for the earth, the environment, long before this was a popular and absolutely critical thing for us to be doing. He reminded people that in the story of creation, God gave the first human beings the incredibly important task of caring for all the animals and caring for God's beautiful, good earth. And so we gather week in and week out trying to remember that, but we lift up the blessing of the animals at this time of year so that that does not get lost in the shuffle. And not just the animals at the zoo or the animals in the wild, but the animals that we claim as our pets. Now, a question for not just the young ones this morning, but for all of you. So how many of you have a pet that you love? Now, I figured I'd see some hands, or have had a pet that you love, and it could be as simple as a goldfish. It could be a horse. It could be a guinea pig. It could be a dog or a cat, a bird. Over the years, we've had a variety of interesting creatures come to be blessed. Some of them lizard-like and slithery, others furrier and cuter, but all God's creatures, great and small. And so I want to remind you and hope that my basket full of animals, which I'm going to leave here, to remind us that it is important not just to be concerned about one another, but to be concerned about all of God's creation. In fact, I think you can learn an awful lot about a human being based on how that human being cares for God's creatures and God's good earth. And I hope that we will hold on to that, not just at this time of year when we bless the animals God has given us as friends and companions and guides and supports, but also every day. St. Francis was also known for a beautiful prayer he prayed that included far more than the animals. So I'm going to offer that prayer this morning, and that will lead into our Lord's Prayer, which I invite you in joining in praying with me. Let's pray. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. And where there is darkness, light. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. And help us especially, O God, to love your good earth and the creatures that you have placed in it for us to care for. All of these things we pray in Jesus' name, remembering that he has taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.